Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Everything changes, yet nothing changes. Culture and civilizations undergo tremendous changes. Yet we who are part of the changing scene actually change so little. I mean, bottom line, human nature doesn't really change. Our struggles, our heart cries, our needs, our temptations seem to repeat themselves generation after generation, like repetitious themes in a third-rate play, when the only thing that really changes is the scenic backdrop in the theater. Since 1963, I've been writing and producing guidelines and analyzing the feedback that comes to us. I've concluded that with very little variations, people say the same thing year after year, whether they live in Manila, Los Angeles, or Kiev. I've also noticed that we seldom learn from the mistakes and failures of other people, our parents and friends included. We tend to say, I can get away with this, or nobody has the right to tell me what to do. When if we could only go to school on the mistakes and failures of others, we could save much heartache and sorrow. Okay, you may be thinking, what's your point? Scores of people today feel that morality is a private business. I hear things like, the church or society has no right to dictate what I do. It's my business. Or, as long as nobody gets hurt and it's not illegal, who should tell me what to do? A new theme? Not really. It's thousands of years old, literally. David believed the same thing. David who? David, the king of ancient Israel, the one who killed Goliath and won the peace for the children of Israel 3,000 years ago. Like many of us today, David felt that morality was a private business. Running the kingdom was one thing. What he did in private was something else. It had exploded in his face. One day, the prophet Nathan said, David, I want to tell you a story. He told how a wealthy man stole a little lamb from a poor man, and then he asked the king, what should be done to that man? David was incensed at the wrongdoing. Then Nathan said, you are the man. His private sin became a matter of public exposure. It destroyed his family. It was Moses who, 400 years before David, said, you may be sure that your sin will find you out. It was true in Moses' day, and it is equally true today. You may be sure your sin will eventually find you out. Whether it is your wife that you have wronged, or you defrauded the company you work for, or you choose not to pay your taxes, eventually the time bomb of failure will catch up with you. It's a fact of life. Is there a way out? There is, and the solution is as old yet as contemporary as the problem. Here it is. He who conceals his sins does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them or forsakes them finds mercy. Great stuff, the solution to our needs. First, confession. Coming clean, admitting your failure is the first step. The second, to turn completely away from your wrongdoing and go in a different direction. If it is possible, make compensation for what you have done wrong. Remember, the affair that you thought was private will become public. The auditor will learn about the secret fund, and your conscience will scream at you night after night. Deal with the issue, and peace will fill your heart and life. It's the right way to go.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.